Episode 11, Mira's Ark.
Tamsy, we don't have enough time. We have to leave all these plants behind. They aren't vital to the herbivore's survival.
Do you know how long it took to have my Telmarian grapevines cultivate? I can't just leave them.
Damn it, Tamsy, pull yourself together. I need you focused. Don't you hear the alarm? This is not a drill.
All right. You don't have to be so harsh.
I'm sorry. Look, I'll make it up to you when we're safe and sound on the transport ship. Now take Rolfi and Punt, gather up everything you need in your arboretum. Get seeds and seedlings too. We gotta grow everything again.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna get Ugarstrak to help me herd the big ungulate. I think we'll only have room for mating pairs of yamaks, kalbusas, hondakas, and cromaxen.
Are you joking? We have 20 Cro-Maxons stabled right now. You are just gonna leave the rest? No!
Fucking A, Tamsy, you think this is easy for me? I can leave them ample supply of food and water for a month or so. Hopefully there'll be a reconnaissance mission to pick up the rest. Now, go!
Where is she?
Rudy, how nice to hear from you.
Damn it, Allegro. She was due here 2 days ago. What have you done? Rudy, I told you not to trust that Canadian reptile.
Easy, Ronco. Let's give Allegro a chance to respond before throwing out accusations.
Thank you, Rudy. I was assured she would be delivered 2 days ago. This is the first I heard of this.
Well, she's not here.
It was my responsibility to deliver Mira Lynn to you, and I will get to the bottom of this.
Please do, Allegro. The Gorgs have very little patience now that Gorgon's dead. Factions of the plant are already out for my head. We're not distributing justice faster.
I understand, Groody. I am on it.
All right, Ugarstrak, I need you to use those Gorg muscles and load up this feed supply for them.
Yes, sir. Gorgs are strong, but patient. I will handle this assignment with care.
Thanks, Ugarstrak. I'm going to start loading the kalbusas. Shouldn't need the Malamula prod for them, but I'm definitely going to need your help with the yamaks. Last thing we need is a stampede of those reptiles loose on the farm.
That would be a disaster, sir.
Rolfi, gather up 5 bushels of Tagoran cherries.
It ain't no thing, Kim. I love climbing trees almost as much as I like riding glider hogs.
Thanks, Rolfi. You are a doll. Punt, I need you to gather up all the seedlings. Make sure they are bagged and labeled. I don't want to plant a lavender Lithorian rose and end up with a Slithian stinkadil.
Back on Grum, we'd be happy with any plant that's risen from the ground.
I bet. Only a few known plants in existence out there. Like the Gunkle Bush. Rolfi, I got the reptile unloaded. When you get done with the bushels, load them up and take everything out to the transport ship.
Rightio, pretty kitty. I'll get that clankety-clank over to the transport ship faster than a chimey pig racer hog.
Thank you.
Dolphy. We have a lot of valuable plants in there. How much Torsham and Taffy did you eat this morning?
Come on now. No more than usual, Cora Cat. Oh, I need to do a little checkup on a few of our precious pets before we leave. The Adelodal needs his kennel cough booster. And I have a couple of tummy cubs with Galmactic Tiberius ocular fungi.
What the hell is that?
Oh, now, it's just a fancy way of saying itchy eye. Pretty common in tummy cubs. A few treatments of eye drops and it goes away lickety-split. But untreated, it can blind them.
What would I do without you, Rolfie? You are the cat's meow.
Uh-oh. You better stop that, foxy feline. You just made the end of my tail turn red. Now what would your Landon think?
It's just a kiss on the forehead, Rolfie. You know I love Landon.
I know. And you know I'd stick a Lothorian cranial horn in my eye before I'd make a move on my best buddy's girl.
Good job, everyone. We're almost there. All we got left is the aquarium. Tamsy, Punt, you take care of the non-aggressives. Remember, all the fish can survive a few minutes without water, so if a fish jumps out during transit, don't panic. Just get him back in the tank and close it up.
How about this, boss?
We get to handle the aggressives. All right, almost done. One left. Big Stan.
Stanley Baby, the sharpest Lithian sword shot from the Sagacity Deep.
Nothing baby about Big Stan. He's over 30 feet long. He even makes me look like a shrimp.
All right, guys. Let's do this. Oogerstrock, I need you to attach the 20-foot mechanized Bindalay Snatcher Crane to the Reptilon. Rolfie, take the wheel. Oogerstrock, you handle the controls of the Snatcher. I'll watch over the tank and make sure you get a good grip. And then I'll attach the belt clamps. There's got to be an easier way to handle a sword shark. Hold it steady. Almost got the clamp on.
Shit!
Landon's down! Help! 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 Landon's bleeding to death! Help!
Alright, everybody stay calm. Here's what we're gonna do. Tamsy, get me some gauze from the medical kit on the Reptilon. Punk, get me a bucket of hot water. Oogerstrock, hurry back to the transport and bring my Plarrakian clotting gel and Drimden sealer tape. Landon, stay with me, pal.
Oh my god! Is he gonna be alright?
Alright, now, Tamsy, I need you to calm down. All that crying's doing him no good. He's lost a lot of blood. I need you to concentrate. I need you to go get the gauze so I can close the wound.
Rolfie!
Easy there, Landon. Easy. Conserve your energy, man. We gonna fix you right up. Oogerstrock just got back with the meds.
Rolfie! He didn't mean to do it. Save him. Save Big Stan.
All right now, everybody. We stopped the bleeding. He's stabilized. He'll probably be out for a while. Tamsy, roll him back to the transport ship and keep his stump on elevated.
Thank you, Rolfie.
All right now, everybody. Gather in. It's time to save Stan.
Tamsy, I think we have company.
Did you hear something?
I didn't hear anything.
Of course you didn't. You're a Gorg. Auditory receptors are 100 times stronger than that of a Gorg. That is definitely an approaching terrestrial vessel. Most likely some sort of tank.
We need a plan. I just wish Landon was awake. He's much better at planning this stuff than I am. I have an idea. Do we still have one of those force cone storage units left in the terrarium?
Yeah, I saw one. I was going to leave it behind because we didn't have enough room.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
All right, listen. We have Allegro, who thinks you're being sent to the Gorgs. I barely escaped my life talking to Salim. And it's only a matter of time before every guild in the galaxy has a price on your head. And you want to do what?
I have to get back to my farm.
Mira, you sent a distress beacon. I don't think anyone tracked it. If they did, I'd have Gorg and Lilo ships surrounding us by now. You have to trust your people to make it to the safe site.
I guess you're right.
Of course I'm right. If Allegro sees my ship at the farm, we're both toast.
Damn.
You said your people were competent and know the procedure for evacuation. No contact until they make it to the safe site.
Kalo, I fear the route you have set is a quite common thoroughfare for Gorg and Lilo trading routes. Also, Allegro uses this route for most Blackhand jobs to the sector.
Good point, Double Deuce. What do you suggest?
I think this path would suffice.
The drone used my data to find a path, but he failed to take into account my calculations. He wants to take us around the pull of the gaping maw, which gets into us off course. Damage our navigation system? Or worst of all, suck us into a void of nothingness?
That is not the course I plotted.
Here's the less anxious route, and although it might take us three times as long to get to your destination, the Flash Vortex is totally off the grid for most trading guilds.
Good work, Toltec. Really, Double Deuce. You should know better than to try to set a course that close to a black hole.
But I didn't.
Just go mire the molten heat gauge.
Yes, kid.
Balboa, let's hang for a few minutes. It's not too often you get to see a Margula go to town on a human.
Lonzo, we don't have time for this. Reg and Craig have already headed back. Let's go.
I'm staying. Look, he's surrounded. This won't take long. I'll meet you back at the camp.
All right. You convince me. 5 minutes. 5 minutes and we're out of here.
Good.
I got four of these worm things that look awfully hungry. Coming at me. Think, Bucasaur. Think.
Who's he talking to?
Himself, I think.
You're human. Stupid. But this guy is dumber than a Starship cave mouse.
Nice try, fella. But these boots were made for ass kicking. But I can turn it up a notch for maggot pulverizing. Take that. Whoa, that stuff spins like acid. Buffin Stuff has an idea.
Did he just call himself Buffin Stuff?
And you wanted to leave?
Thanks for that, splattered leech. Free at last. Now it's time for my iron fist to do some damage. So what will it be, slugs? Fist number one, the hospital. Or fist number two, the board. Ooh, well, hello there, meat. Time for Bubtastic to work on speed bag.
Holy shit, he just punched that thing's head off.
He just pulverized it into oblivion.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. Looks like this one is attached. Won't be long before it sucks me live out of the buff, man.
Damn, Bleach. This thing is slimier than a Sigma Knight prostitute. All right, maggot. Better hold on tight, because it's time for Buff to load up the guns.
What the hell? Oh shit, he's shaking his pectoral muscle. Seen that before.
Nothing can stop the Buff-O-Matic Pecnado. Hold on to this, slime slug. Alright, I think I stunned it. Hey, Snakies, I hear you up there. I got a present for you. I'm delivering it. Puff mail. First class air.
Oh, shit, nah!
Holy shit, Balboa! Enough of this!
Damn, sounded like that thing was bouncing. I got it. I can use this thing like a trampoline and bounce out of the pit. The buff brain is working overtime today. Alright, I just gotta get one of these things closer to me. Here, maggot. Come on over here, leech. Your own kind, huh? Well, it looks like you're not as interested in the buff beefcake sandwich no more. It's time to play trampoline. Oh, yeah! Alright, okay, Buffmeister. It's time to go find Mira.
Commander Jabarba, this is Kodat Team 4 Leader. We have arrived on site and can identify the object as a Class 2 Slithian Sinister 30Z Racer.
Wow, not too many Slithians can afford a 30Z. Must be something important in that ship. Investigate and report back.
This one's alive, sir. You want me to take a bio footprint and DNA scan?
Affirmative.
Commander Jabarba, Slithian pile is dead. There's another Slithian with tracks headed north. My team is in pursuit awaiting orders on how to approach. Is this a S&D or a TCO-RP?
Orders from Makai. We may need to seek out more orders. If he's not injured too badly and he offers no resistance, let's go with a TCO reclamation project.
What about the crash site, Commander Jabarba?
I'll send in the cleaning crew.
The site is quite messy. A dead Slithian, ship parts, scorched earth.
Crew is done. It'll look exactly like it did before the crash, down to every last overturned rock.
Affirmative, Commander Jabarba. Kodat Team 4 Leader out.
Our escapee is now sitting next to the tree by the river. 3 clicks north from the crash site.
On my way. Everyone take out your TCO jumpsuits.
RP, sir.
Affirmative.
Greetings, stranger. Looks like your ship took a nasty dive. What can we do to help?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I got a gash on the lower part of my thorax, and I'm losing a lot of blood.
X5R8, get my first aid kit.
Well, that explains your poorly wrapped bandage. Drones don't usually have the mental capacity to understand medicine.
Well, we are all equipped with first aid protocol chips.
Listen closely, bot. Apply direct pressure here. And for fuck's sake, get a stick and make a tourniquet for my tail. A bit higher than the wound. We need to stop the blood flow.
Okay.
You know what blood is, right?
Affirmative.
You work for TCO?
Yes. We have a camp a couple miles north of here. Let's load you up on our land runner. You
get you back for a more thorough check of your vitals. Our camp doctor can do a much better job than I can.
Wouldn't be hard. Yeah, take me to your camp.
No problem. At TECO, it is our responsibility to serve the galaxy.
Allegro, we here are approaching the bomb. We were able to obtain the troller tank with ladder samples from Swami Shah on Sabus.
Excellent. Keep me on your feet and tell me what you see through the periscope. Remember, I want her alive and do not use my name anymore. If she comes willingly, remember the plan. Say you work for Lilo.
Helga, what did you see?
It looks like most of the pens and cages are empty. There's a huge ship in the northeast quadrant. There's a single Tigoran female standing in front of the ship, waving her arms and speaking into an amplified device.
Stop! Don't shoot!
That might be Tamsi. Keep approaching.
Please, stop!
Where is Marilyn? You have 1 minute to send her out, or I will stop shooting.
Marilyn's not here. We don't know where she is. Please, don't
fire
shoot!
Fire at the water tower, and then hit the terrarium.
Now! Just as I expected. I figured there would be a show of force, but it also worked as the perfect diversion. I had Rolfi start using his homemade blowgun with Tagoran cherries. Rolfi's pinpoint aim was able to coat the periscope and all the windows with cherry juice, making visibility near impossible. I had Ukerstrak hiding behind the transport, throwing boulders at the tank as well. Not really doing much damage, but it worked perfectly at keeping the chaotic atmosphere.
Everyone on board! Hurry, hurry!
Switching periscope to motion sensor mode. If I can catch them moving, I can start firing.
Just keep firing. A few shots are bound to hit the transport ship.
Ah, we have a hit. Keep on firing.
Damn it! There's no way we can take this pounding.
I'm ready for plan B.
Okay, but hurry. Be careful. The engines are already warming up. We will be lifting off in 3 minutes. Plan B was simple. Punt ran up and took a perfectly shaped rock and stuffed it into the cannon barrel. Unfortunately, it was all about timing now. He had to stuff it in there in between firings.
Tamsi, that was a headshot. No chance he survived.
I know! Let's get out of here.
Good shot, Capcom. And I just deployed the homing beacon. It attached to the side of the hull of the transport. I doubt they even noticed with all the laser fire. The transport took off. It's come.
We got the homing beacon attached. And I am pretty sure Mira is not on board. There is no way she would allow all her friends to fight a battle for her without showing her face. Besides, I have a hunch. Think I know where she is.
Well, we made it. Landon, I am so sorry about your arm.
No reason to be sorry. If it wasn't for all of you, I would have been dead. Besides, I'm left-handed. My right one was always getting in the way. All right, everyone. We got a lot of work to do. I just sent out the all-clear beacon to Mira so she knows we arrived.
Hey, Lando.
Don't call me that.
I see some strange bipedal footsteps off to the north. I thought this planet was supposed to be uninhabited.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Boss, there's a large landowner approaching with three uniformed humanoid creatures aboard. No guns or weapons feasible.
Thanks, Super Strong.
Howdy there, neighbor.
Neighbor?
Don't worry. We are 50 miles down the road. We work for TECO.
Okay, yeah, I've heard about you guys. Big terraforming company, right?
Well, I don't like the label with such a wide brush.
Well, hey, I'd love to chat, but I'm kind of busy. Do you have a business holocard?
Sure. By the way, we have a phenomenal prosthetics division. Could get you a robotic arm that would work just as good as a flesh one.
Really? Well, that sounds wonderful. You guys could do that for me?
Sure. At TECO, it is our responsibility to serve the galaxy.
Thanks for listening. In order of appearance, this episode featured the voices of retired Commander Tone S. Pavona, Kate Reeder, Maria Verossi, Jude Pavona, Morris Pavona, Todd Hilton, Cheryl Pavona, and I am Wilder. We'd also like to thank our Patreon supporters, notably Matthew, Roger, and Sharon Reeder, Ming Nguyen, and Matthew Lloyd. To find out more about Kalo Zahn, head over to www.caloxan.com.